From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of mourners gather to remember those killed in a massacre in a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. Mourners and family members gathered at a local sports arena to remember the 9 people gunned down in the church Wednesday night. Earlier, the 21-year-old white supremacist charged with their murders was held on $1 million bond. Chief Magistrate James Gosnell set the bond for a weapons charge but doesn't have the authority to set bond on the 9 murder counts that Dylan Roof faces.
On the 9 counts of murder, I do not have the authority to set bond on these charges. On the count, one count of possession of a weapon during the commission of the crime, a violent crime, I'm setting your bond, young man, at $1 million. Is there anything else to come before this court today in regards to this case? Hearing none, we stand concluded in this hearing. Thank you.
A circuit judge has to set the bond on the murder charges. Roof is charged with shooting 9 people at the historically black Emmanuel AME Church during a Bible study. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, California, President Barack Obama said that he refuses to accept mass shootings like the one in Charleston as the new normal in America.
You don't see murder on this kind of scale with this kind of frequency in any other advanced nation on earth. Every country has violent, hateful, or mentally unstable people. What's different is not every country is awash with easily accessible guns.
The president also said that the shooter's motivation in Charleston shows that racism is a blight that Americans have to combat together. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% in 2014, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. The Islamic State was blamed for the largest number of terror-related deaths in 2014, followed by the Taliban, the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, and Nigeria's Boko Haram. Tina Kaidenau is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism. She said the report also highlighted the number of foreign fighters moving into Syria to join the Islamic State.
It notes that the overall flow of foreign terrorist fighter travel to Syria was estimated at more than 16,000 foreign terrorist fighters from over 90 countries as of late December, which is a number that exceeds any similar flow of foreign terrorist fighters traveling to other countries in the last 20 years.
The report said that Iraq had the highest number of terror-related deaths and kidnappings. 1,300 people were kidnapped or taken hostage in terrorist attacks in Nigeria. And in Afghanistan, the report said attacks carried out by the Taliban killed more than 3,400 people. Military officials in Pakistan say at least 20 militants were killed Friday in airstrikes against suspected insurgent hideouts in a northwestern border region. A brief statement says that fighter planes targeted remote areas in the Khyber Tribal Agency near the Afghan border. The historic Khyber Pass serves as only one of 2 trade and transit routes between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The international human rights group Human Rights Watch has called on the European Union to maintain robust search and rescue operations, that is, for migrants seeking asylum. The international group called on the European Union leaders to prioritize human rights when they approach the migrant question at a summit next week. Thousands of asylum seekers have been crossing the Mediterranean in recent months, and Europe struggles to develop a new policy for coping with them. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit that African country. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. Mr. Obama's trip to his father's homeland of Kenya will also be his first as president. Mr. Obama is due to attend the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an event that brings together entrepreneurs, investors, governments, and other organizations to boost living standards around the world. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.